Welcome to Jerry Osborne's Vinyl Village.
When those oldies play, we listen.
I'm Jerry, and our village is like no other.
Ooh, we're gonna have fun.
The curtain is rising now. A masterpiece of music from Acquaviva and his orchestra, and his 1958 release of Curtain Time. And it's really great to have that as we raise the curtain on our instrumental show. And I'm Jerry Osborne here in the Vinyl Village, and it's going to be great. And longtime listeners might recall that it was just about 3 years when we did a show of early 60s instrumentals. And now we're back with another all-instrumental show, but this will not repeat a single song that we played on our first instrumental show from 2017. And off we go to 1964, Al Ciola and his great guitar artistry and the Magnificent Seven theme.
Thank you.
That's two down and 20 to go. That's right. Our goal is to play 22 songs before we close up shop and turn it over to Taylor Clark. And our next great instrumental was number one in 1959, and it's Santo and Johnny and their beautiful Sleepwalk. One of my all-time favorite instrumentals is Peanuts by the Sunglows from 1965, and now we turn to 1960 for the Viscounts and one of the best versions ever of Night Train. On the night train would be a little more comfortable than the 40 miles of bad road that Duane Eddy had to navigate back in 1959, so it might have been a rough ride, but it was a big hit. KPTZ and 40 Miles of Bad Road. And you will notice that most of the instrumentals we're playing will be from the 60s, but the overall span for the music on this show goes from 1950 to 1971. But for now, we're doing our traveling in 1962, and this was a form of travel that not just anyone could partake of, because this is outer space, and it's Telstar by the Tornadoes. That was Telstar, a number one hit in 1962. And this was also a big hit back in 59 by Johnny and the Hurricanes, and it's the Red River Rock. Great number of people in this part of the country know the Ventures were one of the top groups out of Seattle, and their great instrumental Walk Don't Run reached number two nationally in 1959. But their second biggest hit didn't come along until 1969, and that peaked at number four, and that's the one we're going to play for you now. Inspired by the television show the same name, this is Hawaii Five-O. In 1961 when we heard one of the greatest jazz singles of all time. It's by the Dave Brubeck Quartet, and it's Take Five. You can take a few more if you'd like. Thank you. That is some very cool jazz. And this is Jerry Osborne, and I am ready, willing, and able to go hot doggin'. Great instrumental by the Astronauts, an excellent surf band. Although they hailed from Denver, of all places, not exactly right on the coast, and that tune titled Hot Doggin' was their follow-up to Baja, both issued in 1963. Now, from 1 year earlier, we have Bee Bumble and the Stingers and their unmistakable Nut Rocker. KPTZ, radio for Townsend. All right, how about a big finish now? Well done, even if I do say so myself. That was Sandy Nelson and Let There Be Drums, and he certainly did that. And that top 10 hit was from 1961. We're going to go 10 years forward now, and Joy by Apollo 100. Apollo, all 100 of you. And as their tune is titled Joy, I get great joy spinning the only record that I have ever played that features a bouzouki, a member of the mandolin family that is primarily heard in Greece. And the record is titled The Sultan's Harem, and it's by Harak Yakubian. And the bouzouki is played by Iodanis, and this is from 1962.
Thank you.
like to know a little more about the bouzouki, you can find a number of videos on YouTube that will enlighten you. And now we go to 1968 for Cliff Nobles and Company, entitled The Horse, for no particular reason that we know.
Thank you.
there we go. From 1959, it's the Boston Pops Orchestra and their fabulous version of the Saber Dance. And next on KPTZ, we have the Rockin' Rebels from 1962. And this is Wild Weekend. To that Wild Weekend would be my show every Sunday from 2 to 3. And that show is called A Class Reunion, not to be confused with the Vinyl Village, but they both guarantee a whole lot of fun and a lot of great music. As we go to 1969 for Booker T and the MGs, and for some strange reason they title this Time is Tight. Thank you. just about anyone living in the southern part of California in the early 60s, and that includes me. In fact, that's where I went to high school. But most everyone who followed the top 40 music at the time knew the name Dick Dale, and they also knew that he was known as the King of the Surf Guitar. And in 1962, one of his hits was titled Surf Beat, and that goes something like this. Years before Dick Dale and Surf Beat, Les Paul was dazzling the world with his guitar artistry, and one of his amazing recordings did come out in 1950, and it became one of his more frequently played songs. And that's why we want to hear Little Rock Getaway. Thank you. It's probably safe to say, but even if you do have a guitar, chances are you can't do what we just heard him do. Now, from 1963, it's another Southern California band. This time it's the Challengers, and one of my favorite tunes of theirs is Foot Tapper. Up our special Vinyl Village instrumental show with Nelson Riddle and the orchestra from 1962, and it's the Naked City theme. If you like your music on the bluesy side, then get ready for a blues journey with Taylor Clark, and that starts right now.